greener pastures. I was embarrassed by the way my dog Daisy licked herself so openly, with no shame, whether she was sprawled in the middle of the lawn or across the kitchen floor, her pink tongue cleaning the holes where her natural fluids left her body, the hole where the Australian Shepherd down the street would enter her when she was in heat, despite my mother's attempts to keep the gate locked. A litter would come out of that hole 8 weeks later, wet and blind, not at all the cute puppies I imagined they'd be. Of course, I was a child and actually afraid of my own body, the folds of skin I did not understand and sometimes explored until, at the dinner table, my mom told me to get my hand out of my pants, and my face got hot as the bowl of Campbell's tomato soup on the table in front of me that I was supposed to eat with a spoon clenched in my dirty hand. Years later, my first boyfriend begged me to flip over so we could do it doggy style. At first, I refused, thinking of the porn I didn't watch but knew he did, not wanting to be a woman on her knees, bare ass in the air. I was also thinking about Daisy licking every part of herself, then coming over to lick my hand. I wanted more separation between her tongue and my skin, her tongue and the places it had been, myself and the parts of myself I wasn't supposed to touch. I'd watched so many period pieces about English high society, dreamed of being a lady who knew how to waltz and eat pheasant with a fork and knife moving simultaneously. I imagined to be one of them, I had to keep lying on my back, prim and quiet, thinking of green pastures I'd never actually seen, instead of the boy above me, asking me to open my mouth and make more noise, like the animal I was.